5.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to talk about, before I begin, have you been listening to the mainstream news? Well, that's just like taking drugs. And you know, when you take a lot of drugs, you have to hydrate. So you better hydrate. You better get what you're listening to. You better get it out of your body. Get it out of your mind. Hydrate. Hydrate with the truth. The truth, Christ said, will make you free. If you don't want to be free, continue to listen to mainstream media. Don't hydrate. Don't find truth. Christ said, if you shall know the truth shall make you free. Another thing Christ said at the end of the world, in the last decade, before his return, his second return, what will happen is there are going to be wars and rumors of wars. Well, presently, the wars of the end of the world, the last decade wars, have begun. There is no fix, no remedy, there will be no solution for the conflict in Ukraine. The solution eventually will be that Russia will invade Israel with a group of nations, and they will be judged, they will be destroyed. America will continue for about another 7 years plus. America will be the big kid on the block to the end of. Are you ready for this? After Barack Obama returns to the presidency, at the end of his time, he, along with the globalists of the world, will destroy the United States of America. And then he will be destroyed. Armageddon will take place. Christ will return. And there will be a millennial kingdom. Peace. Truly, there will be peace in the world at that time. But we're about a decade out. We have a long journey, a long road ahead of us. If you don't know the truth, if you don't know what to expect, you're going to be a victim. Don't be a victim. Now, if you don't believe that we're going into war, a much deeper war, and this war that we're presently seeing is going to be in Eastern Europe. And then eventually, what you're not seeing presently is conflict already in the Middle East. Very soon, terrorist groups are going to attack Israel. That's in the making right now as we're watching what's happening in Ukraine. But in the Middle East, terrorist nations, terrorist groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call them, the terrorist groups, factions that hate Israel are planning to attack her. And she's going to be victorious. Israel is going to destroy Damascus and eliminate her enemies. But about. Everybody's focused right now on Ukraine. Well, you want to provoke Russia? Well, here's how to do it. Yesterday, NATO began its drills near the Russian border. And this is from RT.com. We don't hear this in the United in the press in this country. They're not interested in letting you know what is transpiring in the Baltic and that area in Central Asia. Thousands of troops from 14 nations, including the United States, Sweden, Finland, and Ukraine, are taking part in huge exercises in Estonia. Large-scale NATO military drills started in Estonia on Monday. The exercise, dubbed Hedgehog 2022, is one of the largest in the Baltic nation's history. 15,000 troops from 14,000 nations. Soldiers from Finland, Sweden, Georgia, Ukraine are going to take part in this exercise. Also, there's another drill. These drills are also going to see the United States Navy WASP-class landing ship Kearsarge take part in the exercises. The drill started a day after Finland and Sweden officially announced their plans to join NATO. Well, then, also, that's just one part of NATO's large-scale military activity near the Russian border. Again, this is out of RT News yesterday. There's another exercise. This one is called Iron Wolf. Lithuania, Iron Wolf exercise involves 3,000 additional NATO troops and 1,000 pieces of military equipment, plus Germany's Leopard 2 tanks. Also, another exercise, which is even bigger, Defender Europe and Swift Response. 18,000 troops from 20 nations, not just the original 14, but now you have 20 nations involved. This was stated last Friday. Exercises like these show that NATO stands strong and ready to protect our nations and defend against any threat. Oh my God, who's the threat? Is it Russia, or is it a 14th nation and a 20 nation, a full-scale nation?
Hey listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
I'm telling you, there is a spell that has been put on the minds of the nations of the world. A spell. In Isaiah, Isaiah stated that there would be a covering that would go out over the earth, and there would be a veil put over the eyes of the people of the earth. And I believe you would say that at the end of the world, a big veil to keep the nations and the citizens of the world from seeing the big plan of this great empire, America. The one big plan is to put together a system, a new world order, an order of the ages, a global system. And there is a covering that has gone out over the minds of the people internationally, a veil over their minds. They can't see it. We in this audience, for the most part, we realize the blindness on the minds of the people in this country. We're aware of it. We see it. We understand it. We see the power of how powerful the mainstream media is, and this whole apparatus working with the mainstream media to deceive the people of this country and of the world. What did Christ say again? I have to go back to Christ's words. He said, at the end of the world, in the last decade especially, don't be deceived. In the last decade before he returns, don't be deceived. I'm reading to you out of RT News. The operations taking place. Iron Wolf, Defender Europe, Swift Response. I haven't told you about Weddinger Hyde. It's 7,500 more, 7,500 troops. Another drills. This is in Germany. So, are the nations preparing for war? Yes, Empire with her NATO armies. America with her NATO armies. America with her European nation armies are preparing for war. And this is what it's taking to go to war with Russia. What they're telling you is this is how powerful Russia is presently. Russia is such a power, and she came back basically from the grave over the last 100 years. Things taking place in the world to make sure Russia never came back into to the powerful nation that the Bible says she would be at the end of the world. Russia is that powerful nation. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia would become a great military power, a great economic power, and a great political power. This has happened according to the prophecies of Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's taking the United States, the EU nations. They have to add another two nations, Finland and Sweden. There aren't enough NATO nations. They need more. Then you have all the other European nations and 20 other nations internationally working together, sending troops and military equipment into these different Hedgehog, Iron Wolf, Defender Europe, Swift Response, and Weddinger Hyde simultaneously practices their military exercises. Why? They're planning to go at it. They're getting in the ring. The bell is about to ring. They're planning to dish it out. They're to go into full-scale battle with Russia. Russia's laughing. Russia said in the matter of 20 minutes, basically that whole operation, all of them. Russia does have the resolve to just start lobbing nukes as quickly as possible into these areas where you have these military centers. But the Bible says it will not happen. The Bible says it won't happen, so you don't have to fear. This audience, because you want to know the truth, you're not going to live in fear. The rest of the nation, possibly yes. Other nations, other areas, yes. But no. Russia is not going to take out Europe. Russia is not going to destroy the United States. Russia, 7 years plus before Armageddon, is going to invade Israel and be destroyed with Iran and Libya. Libya's military out of Libya, out of Ethiopia, with Turkey. I do believe that possibly you're going to have some of the Azov, Nazi, these anti-Semitic military soldiers. I got a feeling they may be coming to the mountains of Israel too, with Russia to be destroyed. So, I wanted to present this to you. Yes, Christ said at the end of the, in the last decade, there were going to be wars. We are in the last decade. You don't have to believe me. Just keep watching. Watch what happens. They're pushing, provoking Russia. Now, I was going to say that, Christ did say that what is done in the dark is going to be revealed in the light. I don't know if you listened to Alex Jones today with his, he had Dinesh D'Souza on, which is very important. And D'Souza made a documentary with a group of individuals that investigated the 2020 election. And they proved without a doubt that Donald Trump won the election hands down, hip and thigh, and it can't be denied. But I'm going to talk about why didn't Donald Trump take office. So Christ said everything that's done in the dark is going to be revealed in the light. Everything is going to come out. Everything has to be made known, seen, observed, so the truth can be in view. Here's what happened. Internationally, when this election took place, we in America, the people of this country, we've been bounced around like a ship in a storm, trying to figure out what the truth is. Well, now the truth is out. But I'm going to tell you, the leaders of the world, of the nations, and I'll name them, Benjamin Netanyahu, Boris Johnson of England, Trudeau, Justin Castro Trudeau of Canada, Macron of France, Vladimir Putin, the Scholz of Germany, the president of Mexico, of Brazil, of all the nations of the world, they knew Donald Trump won the election. You see, these nations have intelligence in our country. These nations, they watch what happens in America. They know what happens here. They have their embassies in this country. They're fully aware that Donald Trump won the election. They're fully aware of this voting apparatus, this corrupt apparatus that we call the vote in this country. They realize and they laugh at the American people because the American people believe that they get to choose who they want to be put into office. To some degree, that is true. Perfectly, totally, no, it's not true. And they know what happened. Now, the American people know what happened. I would recommend you go see Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. Christ said everything done in secret will be brought into the light. What's in the dark is going to come and be exposed. What is spoken, whispered in the closet will be shouted from the mountaintop or from the rooftop, depending on the translation. But these leaders of these nations, all of the G7 people, the nations, and the G20, and the G560, and whatever G's there may be, they all know they're part of the same group. They knew how they were going to keep Trump from being put back into office. It took a system. It took a, I call it it is called continuity of government. That's what I call it. And then when you look into continuity of government, you can see how the apparatus is put together. So these intelligence agencies and these governments internationally, they knew. This really, what we've witnessed is an assassination of a president. Though Donald Trump did live, though he is alive, it was still an assassination. It's as if he had been assassinated and never allowed to resume his second term. So you could say it was another assassination of a U.S. president, though this man fortunately did not get the Clinton flu or the Obama flu, whatever you want to call it. Strategic unpredictability, I started talking about this 3 weeks ago. In other words, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, 9:11, God has his own 9:11. It says that the battle of the race isn't to the swift. You can have the fastest runner in a race, but things can happen and that runner will not win the race. You can have, this happens all the time, like at the horse races, when you have the one that we just had, the Preakness or whatever it was called. The one who's at the last, he becomes the first, lucky strike. The last became the first. Then you have those that, it says in Ecclesiastes 9:11, the battle isn't to the strong. Here, we went in to Ukraine. It was going to be a short, quick, over. The battle isn't to the strong. King David, as an example. Here's a young kid, ruddy-haired kid, a curly-haired, ruddy-faced little kid. And here you have the armies of Israel at a standoff with the armies of Goliath. And David is telling the armies, his army, King Saul, hey, who is this uncircumcised Philistine to divide the armies of the living God? David had the right perspective. The rest of the people didn't. And David goes out and Goliath mocks him. David at that time picks up a sling, a rock, kills Goliath, cuts his head off with Goliath's own sword. The battle isn't to the strong. Everybody knew Goliath was going to do away with David. The race isn't to the swift, the battle to the strong. And this is what's happening in the world today. They go into to Ukraine. It's going to be a long time battle. Now, strategic unpredictability. You have Pilgrim Society. You have Empire. We're going to go to a break. Now we'll come back after the break to continue with strategic unpredictability. So hold on. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360PHNC.com for podcasts, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. I'll be back in a few minutes. We get...
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you smaller. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them all.
All right, we're going to continue down this rabbit hole. There are rabbit holes. There are other dimensions. There are things in other dimensions that we don't see with our eyes and our ears, but we can see how they play out in time, how they play out in the world. So you have this strategic unpredictability. The fastest person doesn't always win the race. The strongest person, the strongest army doesn't always win the battle. But the same thing happens to both, to everyone. Being at the right place at the right time, or being at the wrong place at the wrong time. We all have things happen to us that are very positive. We always have this, but we always have things, we have things that can happen to us that are very negative. But strategic unpredictability, it affects all of us. So you have this, what I call the continuity of government. And I don't mean just in the United States of America to keep Donald Trump from resuming his presidency. No, no. This is a global plan. And so you have Pilgrim Society out of England, London, Pilgrim Society out of New York. These are the very, very powerful, wealthy families of Europe, the old families, and the new, younger, powerful families out of the United States. The Rockefellers, and you had the Morgans, you had Oppenheimers, the DuPonts, you had the Fords, you have all these people who made their wealth 1850, early 1800s, up to the present. They didn't come from old money. They are new on the block. They're people that really should never have, the wealthy people of Europe. It's a closed system. They don't allow anybody into that system. Well, all of a sudden, in America, you have the Rockefellers, you have these people. They had to allow these people into their world because of the great wealth and the power over the political world of America. These old families out of Europe had to allow American millionaires at that time in because of their political power as well as their wealth. Pilgrim Society New York, Pilgrim Society London. You have their apparatus of control. They control it. Pilgrim Society controls mainstream media. How do they control it? Through CIA, through the 3-26-letter intelligence agencies. Then you have the intelligence agencies that are involved in controlling everything internationally and FBI within this city, in this country. And here you have proven, here the power structure in this country. If conservative people go out to protest, they shut it down. If liberals go out to protest, they burn down cities. They destroy cities. They destroy whatever they want to destroy and nobody touches them. They don't go to jail. Then you have the foreign intelligence agencies out of Europe, out of England, working also to destroy Donald Trump's presidency, his integrity, to demonize him. With accompanying our media, they have the international media. Then you have, in this country, a dishonest, subverted voting process. Don't think that the voting process in this country isn't subverted. It is totally, more than a mess. It's corrupt. Then on top of that, an unjust, a judicial system that is corrupt. Here, there are people that want to look into the campaigns to see the integrity in these certain districts throughout the country. And do you think that the judicial system, our court system, allowed it? No. In spite of all they have done, the truth now is out that Donald Trump did win the election. And this was just looking at the early voter process. Your mail-in ballots. That doesn't include the digital side of everything. On that side, I know he won it also. But like D'Souza said, they focused on one thing. You can't cover everything. You can only kill one thing with one bullet. Well, that bullet hit the target, and it exposed everything. Then you have also to help bring Donald Trump down. They have the politicians in the Democrat and Republican Party, who are some are so secret globalists. Many others are unabashedly, they support every single globalist agenda that is known to man in the universe. All these people, everything I've mentioned, and I could go on and on and on. All of this was used to keep Donald Trump, an individual, out of office. But now you can see I'm giving you a view of this creature, of this system that is so corrupt. It's a multi-headed hydra. I have to use that's the best example. It has many heads to it. It's a multi-armed Shiva. The heads and the arms working together. A system that kept a legitimately elected individual. Whether you like him or whether you don't like him, you're clouded in your, I like him, he's got a bad personality, I don't like him because he's arrogant, he's, No, no, no. People don't understand. These people that are in these high positions, they have to have God gives them. You don't think narcissism, you think narcissism is of the devil? It can be used by the devil, but no, God has to have people and has given people narcissistic personalities, because these people that are narcissistic have things they have to do. They have to have the fortitude. And look at the fortitude that this narcissistic man had during his first 4 years. It is a condition that God gives. It is a psychological condition God gives people. It is these type of people that create and direct nations and corporations. You have to have this. It is something in the scripture that, used correctly, God uses it for individuals, for nations, for society. But we see, oh, Donald Trump is a narcissist. Now, we'll be back with that here with HNC.com for podcast.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing, because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
All right, their power over you gets stronger yet. The power of these people that took Donald Trump, that kept him from resuming his presidency, is affecting you, is affecting this society, is affecting the nations of the world. Now, I don't want to, you know, on a first date, we want to be careful. I don't want to drop too much on you on a first date. Everything I have just presented to you is part of a new world order, order of the ages, Antichrist system. This system, what brought Donald Trump, what kept him out of office, everything, this whole system, from the time he was elected initially in his first administration, for his whole administration, this system was at work. Continuity of government. An individual in a position of high power, keeping the global system, an antichrist system, in check. That system is not in check anymore. Donald Trump, still the president, but he doesn't have the power that he should have. If he would have resumed his presidency in the Oval Office, this would still be in check. But the Bible says that prophecy must take place. The riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. There are seven kings. The seventh king must continue for a short space. Well, Donald Trump continued up until the second election, 2020. And he has not been able to resume. He continued, like the Bible said, for a short space. Legitimately, he's still the president, but he doesn't have the authority that he should have. This is an antichrist system. It is a system that is antichrist. It is anti-God. It is anti-mankind. It is anti-children, anti-black, if you're poor, if you are a Christian, if you are a believer in the God of heaven, it's anti pretty much every religion other than its own religion. And the Antichrist system, the system of religion, the system of worship, is going to be, you will worship Antichrist. Well, that's not in the Bible. Well, I'll give you the Bible verse, the chapter, Revelation chapter 13. If you don't worship Antichrist, if you don't take his mark or the number of his name, you're not going to buy and you're not going to sell. This is what is coming. This is what Donald Trump was holding at bay. He's not there anymore. He's not in position. But before they can do what they're going to do, you now, the American people, and the people of the world are going to be watching. I promise you, they will watch Dinesh D'Souza's this documentary. The nations, and I tell you already, the leaders, Boris Johnson, I promise you he's going to watch it. Benjamin Netanyahu, Naftali Bennett, Vladimir Putin, these people are going to watch this documentary. Trudeau, Justin Castro Trudeau is going to watch it. I promise you he's going to watch it. The president, is it Obrador? I'm trying to remember who the president of Mexico is. He's going to watch it because they want to see how did the powers in the United States, how did they do this? Who did it? How did they do it? Who funded it? And then they're going to see also the digital side of this, how they were able to follow all the people that were going from point A to B, each stop throughout the night because of their cell phone tracking. You know, we talk about this technocracy that's coming. It's not coming. It's here. There was a couple of friends, young men, Paul and Phil Collins. I was doing the program in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I had the Olive Tree Ministry program on Sundays there also. And Paul and Phil would come on as guests on my program. I have their audio still to this day. The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship was a book that they wrote. The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship, The Coming Technocracy. And they were talking about this back in 2005, 6, 7. They were talking about how the science would be used to follow every individual. Now, the science, before I forget, if I have the second here, hold on, let me take a sip. I'm going to make it quick. They are going to use your DNA. Your DNA is going to store all your vital information in your DNA. They have the technology. They don't have enough land space. They don't have enough computer space to store all the information on 7 billion people. But they have the way now. They have a patent. And with that patent, it has to disclose what they can do with that technology. The technology is they can take your DNA, and they can put everything about you in your DNA, probably with these little particles, nanoparticles are putting in. But you will store everything they need to know in your own DNA, in that downward spiral that we call the genome, your DNA. This is the satanic power of these people and the evil that they this science that they know about, that was given to them by fallen angels from the other realm, deep in the rabbit hole. Down the rabbit hole is the fallen angels bringing this kind of science into the world. Get to our video at KHNC.com for
1360 podcast. KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right, we'll finish out the program on Sundays 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I'm telling you, you need to go to church. Not to an assembly, you need to just tune into the radio, 1360 AM radio. Go to church. And I will tell you what I can't tell you on this program, but I'll tell you on that program. Now, is this New World Order? Is this empire that's coming into power? We're watching the rise of America like never before. You don't believe it? I'm going to read some verses to you out of Jeremiah chapter 51. I'll read to you America's future. God says in verse 20, "You, America, are my hammer, my weapon of war. I'll use you to smash godless nations, use you to knock kingdoms to bits. I'll use you to smash horse and rider, use you to smash chariot and driver. I'll use you to smash man and woman, use you to smash the old man and the boy. I'll use you to smash the young man and the young woman. Use you to smash shepherd and sheep. I'll use you to smash farmer and yoke oxen. Use you to smash governors and senators. Then verse 25. I'm your enemy, America, you mount destroyer, you ravager of the whole earth. I'll reach out. I'll take you in my hand. I will crush you till there's no mountain left. I'll turn you into a gravel pit. No more cornerstones cut from you. No more foundation stones quarried from you. Nothing left of you, America, but gravel. This is what God says about empire, about this new world order, and the empire that gives direction to this new Antichrist world that we're going into. This will occur in the last decade. You don't have to believe me, but you won't forget. We are in the time now that is moving us into the hardships that God said would come. And Christ said that if he did not return, no flesh would be saved. America is the hammer that God is going to use to destroy the nations. And then America is going to be destroyed. And it is everything I presented to you that kept Donald Trump from resuming his presidency. This whole system, this network of a multi-headed Hydra, a multi-armed Shiva, this system in this country and in Europe, to two centers, the one who gives it direction is the Pilgrim Society out of London and out of New York City. This secret society controls Masons, Illuminati, Jesuits, Skull and Bones. This society gives all of the occult groups internationally. Well, I can't say so much in Asia, but for the Western world, it is Pilgrim Society that was involved in the Queen Mother, the old reptile, and her family, her reptilian children and grandchildren. When Christ returns, I wonder if one of these two boys is going to continue to live into the millennial kingdom. I don't know. But in the meantime, we're at the beginning where America is going to begin to be the hammer of the whole world. Join me tomorrow, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock for this podcast, 5050.com. Sunday, 9 to noon, and you'll get the whole story. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Don't leave any food. Hydrate. Hydrate.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.